The Budget Conference Committee, led by Assembly Speaker Scott Jensen and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Quala, has been debating the budget review bill for 8 weeks and has agreed to only 5 out of 315 items in dispute. If no bill is passed, layoffs of some state employees will start next month, and by the end of the summer, the state will have to postpone payments to school districts and local governments or try to sell junk bonds. Democratic Representative Marlon Schneider of Wisconsin Rapids, the longest-serving member of the Assembly, is circulating a petition among other lawmakers calling for replacing Jensen and Quala as heads of the committee if there's no progress by the end of next week. Schneider doesn't know if anyone will follow his lead.
If members decide that they don't want to participate in this mini-coup, that's up to them. But then they have to explain that to the voters why we're in such a mess. We're going to be in this mess again right away. As soon as the elections are over, we're right back in the mess because what they're doing is so fiscally irresponsible that all of the provisions and proposals that are out there are all in deficit going into the next budget cycle.
That's because all of the versions of the budget use one-time money, like all of the tobacco securitization money, to balance the current budget. Schneider says all incumbents running for re-election should be worried because failure to deal with the deficit is handing every challenger an issue to use against them. The conference committee met twice this week. Its next meeting will be sometime next week. I'm John Powell at the State Capitol.